This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rockaholics, we want to know if you have ever fought a ticket, and what was it for? 206-803-ROCK.
Apparently, our Rockaholics have all fought tickets, because we have, our phone lines are just flooded, and the text lines as well.
Sean from University Place, tell us about your experience getting tickets dropped.
Oh, I've had several tickets over the years. I'd say since I started driving since time I was 16, I've had, I'm going to guess, at least 100 tickets.
100?
What?
Yes. I'm serious.
Would you say most are like speeding or like what
every one of them are? Every one of them are speeding.
Oh,
yes,
speed demon, Sean.
Yes, absolutely. I used to be able to fight the tickets myself back in the day because the cops would never show up and they would always get dropped. And they changed the laws. Now the cops have to show up. They make it on the days, they miss your court date on the days that the cops are actually working. So now I just hire a lawyer, costs me $250. Lawyer shows up for me. I don't even have to go. And he guarantees he's going to get it dropped or reduced. And if he doesn't, then I don't even have to pay the $250. But every single time I've had my ticket dropped, like probably, I'm saying in this state, me, my wife, and my kids, I've done at least probably 20 tickets that I've had dropped in this state. I used to live in California before. That's where I got most of my tickets.
Sean, I have a $1 million question for you. At what point do you stop speeding, though?
Never. Never.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. It's funny because a lot of people are texting. One person says, if you want to fight a speeding ticket, subpoena to the cop, the speeding device, and a speeding device technician. And if any of those don't show up, you're good to go. My fear would be if that was the case, all of them show up and they're in a pissed off mood. They're like, you son of a bitch, we're here because of you.
Coming after you.
We're going to triple your ticket.
Jeff is in Kent. And you're somebody who's a seatbelt offender just like Steve Miggs.
Hey,
No. I am an avid seatbelt wearer.
Me too.
Yeah, all the time, Steve. I'm with you. Team seatbelt. And I am not quite as lucky as the last guy. I, in fact, got a seatbelt ticket while wearing my seatbelt, went into court to fight it, and the ticket did not get dropped.
I was going to say, how do you even fight that? It's like one word against the other, and they're probably going to side with the law enforcement. But why did they think you weren't wearing a seatbelt?
I had dropped my phone. I had lowered the shoulder strap below my arm for a second to bend down and grab it. And as I came up, a police had spotted me and pulled me over. It is more unsafe to wear your seatbelt over your abdomen than not wear one. That was a spin.
Jeff, I love you. You cursed. You know, I called bull S and then corrected himself after the fact. Thanks for censoring yourself after you already dropped the S-bomb.
206-803-ROCK, have you ever fought a ticket and what was it for? Andy in Lake Stevens.
Hey, good morning.
What's up, Andy?
Hey, good morning. I got a little speeding problem, so I was getting tickets right and left. Got me a pretty regular lawyer that he sends me birthday and Christmas cards now.
Putting his kids through college?
Let's just say that a lot of my friends use him, too, so he's pretty thankful. Anyway, that whole horse trading thing they do in the back room. So if you get your lawyer and you have a ticket, and if he can't find anything wrong, like the car color was wrong or, something like that, that the ticket wasn't written properly, then they have to do that. Okay, well, we'll pay you the fee because that's what they're looking for is for the money. So if you pay the fee, then they'll knock it down to, let's say, no tabs ticket or not wearing a seatbelt or phone to your ear or whatever it is. Whatever it is to knock it down so it doesn't go on your driving record.
Which is just so boggling to mind. When that happened to me, because in the past it's gotten, like, you know, deferred, or not deferred, but, like, you know, they got it down because of whatever reason, but it never was like, hey, we're going to now slap a different offense onto you so that you don't have to have it go on your record, but you still got to pay the pretty much the same amount of money that the ticket was for, which I was just like, this is such a, this feels so shady. But okay, as long as it's not on my record, I'll say I didn't wear my seatbelt.
206-803-ROCK. Ryan in Arlington, you fought a ticket yourself. How did that go?
Well, it was interesting. I showed up to kind of a small town courthouse, and I was dressed nice. You know, I'd never been into a courtroom, actually. So I dressed nice, and I showed up, and I was pretty honest with the judge. And I told you I was speeding. I apologize. I wasn't paying attention, and I'm just hoping to get the ticket reduced or dropped because I don't have the funds to pay a ticket right now. Things are tight. And she seemed to respect the honesty, and she dropped the ticket for me. But the most important thing I want to relay to you guys is dressing nice, showing up, and being honest, and not speaking out of turn is super important in the courtroom. The Ryan, judge got really mad at this other lady for speaking out of turn.
Ryan, that's so funny you say that, because I was about to say, how did you dress for the, like, did you try and dress up like a lawyer or something like that?
and maybe a fake mustache. That might help too.
A fake mustache. I should keep one in my car whenever I get pulled over. I'll put it on.
Ryan and Shelton, you and your buddies did some street racing. What happened?
Yeah, let me pull over real quick. All right.
I give up.
Thank you. Thank
I give
you.
Up.
Yeah, you guys are on speakerphone. But me and two of my buddies, we were speeding. That's what it turned out to be. Well, it didn't turn out to be anything, but we were speeding down the road. The cop saw us, flipped a U-ey, pulled us over, and we all got negligent speed racing tickets.
Oh, wow.
So we get to court because I decide I'm going to fight it. And my other two friends, they lawyered up. And so we're sitting in there. And luckily, you know, my last name is farther down the alphabet, and they were going reverse. So I go up there first and I tell the judge, I'm like, well, I want to get the ticket completely dropped because the road that we were on was a one-way, one-lane road. And the whole premise of racing is for someone to get, like, for you to get in front and win the race. But there's no way any of us can get in front of each other. So we weren't actually racing. Judge kind of like stared at me for a minute and goes, yeah, that's pretty accurate. All right, I'm going to drop the ticket. And so I stayed there and I watched my two friends go up there and they're like, yeah, we were with him. Same thing. And all three of us got dropped.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I was hoping
nice
that,
lawyer work there.
Ryan, I was hoping you were going to look at the lawyers and then kind of do like the DX suck it. Be like, look, I can do this better than you.
Yep.
Thanks,
great.
Ryan.
That's crazy. All right. So after all these stories, Danny, the question is, will you fight the ticket?
It just seems like so much work to, like, lawyer up and go fight it and, like, show up. Because, again, if it was in Seattle, no problem. I'd go fight it.
You would fight it if it was in Seattle, yeah. But because it's in Spokane or closer to Eastern Washington.
Yeah, I'm like, it's going to be a 3-hour drive. It's going to be a whole day. I don't want to drive, especially now that winter's coming. I don't want to drive over the pass.
Is there not another emo night happening in the next 30 days where you do it on your way to emo night?
But I might. I'm going to go home and weigh my options.
Okay.
I'll update you guys. Let you know if I'm fighting the ticket or not.
I feel like I'm feeling like you're either going to lawyer up or you're just going to just pay the ticket. You're not going to make the drive and fight it yourself.
I really doubt that I'm going to. That drive is pretty intense.
Plus, he'd have to dress up. He probably wouldn't be able to wear his wallet chain. It would mess up the whole
You know what?
Look.
Cops respect wallet chains, okay, Taryn?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.